Let's talk about some keys to success in prospecting. What has to happen in order for you to begin to experience some success? Number one, you have to have a high level of commitment. My good friend and mentor Tom Anderson talks about you can't get the second with your foot on first. You must be 100% committed to what it is that you do, and you must be 100% committed to the concept that prospecting is the business. Going out and scouting for people. And let me talk about that phrase. You've heard me say it a few times today. My background is in athletics, and I spent 7 years working at various universities helping them scout and recruit athletes to their athletic program. And what we would typically do is go to any area, be it a large metropolitan area or someplace like Lake Charles, Louisiana. Not that that's a bad place to be, but it's not New York City or Chicago or Detroit. But you would go into an area and you would scout the entire area to begin with. You'd talk to all the coaches. You'd listen to, or you'd watch all the tape. And once you went through that process, then you'd begin to select those athletes that fit your particular needs at your university. And once you identified those, then you would begin to recruit them to your university. So that's why we call it scouting recruiting, because prospecting works the same way. You go to a geographic area or within an industry and say, this is where I want to work, and you take a look at the entire demographics of that group, and then once you identify which of these people can I help, then you begin to recruit them to find out if, in fact, you can solve their problems. But you have to be committed to that process. That has to be the most important part of your job. That leads us into the second key, and that is a paradigm shift. In order to make that happen, you're going to have to shift your paradigm. Most salespeople think that the most important part of the job is making presentations. And that's just simply not the case. But the reason that happens is they think, well, if I make presentations, they see making presentations as the key to going to the bank. They think that, well, as soon as I make the presentation, I can now get my prospect to tell me yes or no, which means I get the order, which means I get my commission check, which means I go to the bank and pay my bills. That's not the quick way to the bank. The quick way to the bank is understanding that you need to go find those people first. And so a requirement to success is a paradigm shift. This third key is something that we could literally spend hours on. We've got a program that takes us a full 8 hours to cover, and that's goal setting. You absolutely, positively must have goals in order to be a very productive prospector, and that's enough said of it, but you have to have goals. Only other thing I'll say about that is you must have too many goals. You can't have one or two goals and say, yeah, I'd like to have a beachfront house in Hilton Head and a condo in a mountain somewhere. I mean, those things may not happen for years and years and years, and you're going to need those little mini pat on the backs of many successes every day to keep you going, so have too many goals. The fourth thing is you have to have a system for prospecting. We'll talk about that in a little bit. The fifth thing is you must be able to track this system. You must be able to know, is this thing accountable? Am I doing? Is it what I'm doing? Is it working? This last item is something that we have certainly borrowed from the Japanese, and it's the concept of Kaizen, K-A-I-Z-E-N. And Edward Deming didn't introduce the concept of Kaizen to them, but his management style was one that they described as Kaizen, and that was small, gradual improvement, or never-ending improvement, or some sort of concept like that, and you can translate it probably two or three different ways from the Oriental language. But the idea is that there has to be constant improvement, but probably more importantly is that improvement is not going to skyrocket. You're not going to go from zero referrals today to start getting 100 tomorrow. That just isn't going to happen. The process has to be gradual. It's little increments. And as soon as you change your behavior a small bit at a time, then when you look down at the end of the road, and maybe the end of that road is at the end of the year, then all your behavior patterns would have changed to cause you to be a much more successful prospector.